580 CFRA. I've been looking forward to this chat with Brian Lee Crowley. He's the author of a new book just out, The Canadian Century, Moving Out of America's Shadow. Co-authored it with Jason Clemens and Nels Veldhuis, and it comes from the MacDonald Laurier Institute here in Ottawa. He tends to see things with a very optimistic point of view, not Pollyannish, but he sees the glass half full most of the time. Brian Lee, thanks very much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
You believe that the current economic turmoil and Canada's relative position relative to the United States and the rest of the world as we come out of this period of recession and continue to be in this period of economic turmoil poses Canada in a very advantageous position.
Well, look, you know, one of the reasons that we wrote this book was because we believe that Canadians don't understand the tremendous position of strength that Canada's in right now, and that that position of strength comes from some very important reforms that Canadians put in place and supported during the 1990s, especially, you know, fixing our fiscal problems, balancing the budget, helping to get taxes down. All of this positioned Canada in a way that the rest of the industrialized world, Britain, the United States, France, they're looking with envy at how Canada has fixed problems that they're only now coming to grips with. And what we wanted to say to Canadians was we invested so much in getting these things right. We fixed the Canada pension plan, everything. It's really remarkable the things that Canadians did and supported over these past few years, and it paid tremendous dividends. We, you know, in the last decade, we outperformed the G7, all the other industrialized countries in employment growth, in investment, in economic growth. And, of course, we weathered the recession better than just about anybody else because of that position of strength, our low debt and so on. The issue now is, are we prepared to stay the course for those reforms? Because we got a good start, but I don't think we've finished. And we've started, you know, because of the recession and so on, the stimulus package and so on. It would be so easy for us to slip back into bad habits. And that would draw us back into the difficulties that America and other countries are facing. And we wrote the book to encourage Canadians to stay the course.
You point out in the book that America was always seen as a low tax haven for enterprise, but that it's not going to be able to stay that way because it has to deal with a whole series of issues such as providing health care to its population, dealing with its huge debt, and the realization that in many of the areas of industrial advance, they're falling behind their international competitors.
Sure. Well, let me put this just in a little bit of context. You know, when we wrote the book, we said that Wilfrid Laurier in 1904 said that the 20th century belonged to Canada. And we all got to the end of the century, sort of wondered what had happened. Part of Laurier's plan for making that happen, we said, Canada, in order to be competitive with America, because America has all kinds of advantages, what we have to do is we have to have a lower tax regime than the United States. That's one of the ways we confer a competitive advantage on ourselves. But for a major part of the 20th century, we didn't do that. America had lower taxes than we did, and you know, we were not as economically dynamic as we might have been. But what's happening in America right now is, you know, we've got a lot of tax cuts that were brought in that are about to expire. They're not going to be renewed. You've got deficits in the trillions with a T. You've got Social Security, which has not been fixed and is going to be insolvent within a few years. I mean, they're clearly going to have tax rises in their future. We, as a result of fixing our fiscal problems and getting our tax burden on a downward track, we're now headed, for example, for a corporate tax rate in Canada, combined federal and provincial rate of 25%, whereas in the United States, it's about 35%. So we're already the lower tax jurisdiction, and I think it's paid tremendous benefits. And companies looking at, am I going to invest in Canada or the United States, they're going to look at that future tax burden and they're going to say, wow, Canada's the place to be.
But we need America to continue to be a place to be. We need a strong, vibrant, healthy America as our number one customer.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. Now, there's two things here. First of all, Canada needs to be active in the rest of the world and selling, you know, our goods and our services and our natural resources to everybody who wants them. That's priority number one. But when I say that America is getting into serious difficulties, you know, I'm talking primarily about their government. You know, their government is in a terrible mess, and the Democrats and Republicans just can't seem to agree about how to fix them. We need a strong America, and I think America is at a dynamic place, and it's going to continue to be. But we're just going to have the advantage over the Americans, which is something that we're not used to. For a half century, we haven't had it. We're about to get it back.
And this book is all about taking advantage of the advantage.
Hear, hear.
The Canadian Century, Moving Out of America's Shadow, An Optimistic Peace, If We Take the Action We Need To, by Brian Lee Crowley, along with partners Jason Clemens and Niels Veldhuis, the MacDonald Laurier Institute, The Canadian Century, it's called.